Hey, it's John Northberg, back to the History of German Dance. Once again, people have so many plans to participate or go to different events that are offered to them. You know what a great event is? Going to a powwow and taking in, enjoying all the smells, all the sights. And it's a feast for the eyes, and it's there put on by different committees for you to come and enjoy. If you participate, hey, you know, keep on dancing, keep on singing. If you're a spectator, hey, come on in, come enjoy, kick back, learn. Like I said, you're able to learn from a lot of these sessions, some of the etiquette, some of the do's, the don'ts. What you're going to see, what's going to make the powwow more enjoyable for you, and to be able to either participate or come and be a spectator and enjoy it. And it doesn't matter in what capacity that you come to a powwow to be or to do. You are going to walk away with an experience always. You're able to look at all the outfits. You're able to understand now a little bit about the circle and the people and how to approach and how not to approach. You're able to go and participate with some of the dancing. At certain times, you're now able to go ahead and know when you're able to dance. Please come on out. Circle is for everyone. There is no one is refused. No one is told they cannot. And matter of fact, I've known people that have come from all the way on the other side of the world and come to some powwows. And yes, we ask them, come on out, please join us, come and dance, participate, be with us, and we enjoy your company. Safe travels home. I've known senators that have come and done that same thing. Al Franken has been there, and several others, district reps. And I've known judges, doctors, lawyers, people that are in carpentry, veterans from all over the place. They come to the powwows, non-native, and they've come from miles and states away just to come and participate during the veterans' powwows. But little do they know that we honor our veterans every powwow, and that is something that stays with us. We raise those flags, we lower them, we honor our veterans. But like I said, those vets come from states away to come to different powwows here in the north, in northern Minnesota, to our veterans' powwows, and we have those and put those on, and we honor all our veterans. So yeah, you know, it's a beautiful thing. Don't be afraid. Come on out. Come enjoy yourself. We also have specials that we put on. Those are for everyone to kick back and let us do our thing. And just enjoy. Each and every dance is beautiful. Everybody will come on out during their time of exhibition to come on out and bring their best moves and their best dances to you, sing our best songs, and yeah, it's a really, really good time. Go to you also are able to distinguish between the two powwows, a contest powwow and a traditional powwow. Remember, the traditional powwow will let you go ahead and dance more often. You're able to participate as much as you want. Also, there is a contest powwow where it's mostly exhibition, mostly for the eyes. But there are certain times that you're able to go ahead and participate. Come on out, enjoy yourself. Don't forget the events start in the morning, the events that are starting or when you're waking up and everybody's going and finding showers and everybody's got breakfast on, coffee on. And there's also the vendors will open up some of their stands. Not all vendors do, but some vendors will open up their stands in the morning and provide breakfast at a cost. You know, they are here there to make some money. Some powwows, they do the breakfast themselves. Some powwows will come on out to your camps and drop off food for you. It just depends on the powwow. And you go ahead and you start. And then everybody, there's then the next event is, there's either vets raising the flags, which usually is about 10 o'clock in the morning. And also you're able to come on out and participate in that. If you're a vet, if you're not a vet, if you're representing a vet, if you're the vet's family and you're there to honor them, please come on out. And there's also, sometimes there's parades, again, depending on the powwow. And then there's the period of time after that where everybody is slowly getting ready and going to each other's camps, you know, after you've got ready for the day to come on in the 1 o'clock and grand entry. And some powwows, they wait because depends on where you're at. Again, if you're out in the prairies where there's no trees, no shade, and it's super, super hot, they may not even start till the evening time and go into the night. But the ones here in northern Minnesota will start at 1 o'clock and continue on till the 5 o'clock supper break. And then at the 5 o'clock supper break, powwow communities usually will put a feed on. But if not, then you're on your own for supper break for 2 hours. Everybody will go relax. Time to visit, time to share. And then we start to prepare again for grand entry. Drums are being heated. People are getting their regalia back on. Drums are usually, sometimes they'll have a roll call, so you get to see what drums are which. If you have a favorite drum, maybe you want to go sit by them, wait for the roll call, and they'll announce where the drum is at. And sometimes they have them numbered, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, around the outside of the arena, and then the inside of the arena, they're just, once you get in the middle of the harbor, you're just there. Everybody knows who's who and what drum is which, especially the singers. The grand entry, you know, come on in. You're going to see vets bringing on in the flags. And then traditional dancers, or after the vets, they usually have sometimes, depending on which powwow, they'll have the Tiny Top Braves, and or the Braves and the Princesses come on in, depending upon the powwow again. You know, sometimes they have lead singer or lead dancers, male, female, some. Most of the ones here in northern Minnesota won't, but you get closer to Wisconsin, that area, they'll do that. They'll have that grand entry. After the grand entry is done, they'll have that that flag song, and then they'll have somebody come on up and do invocation and talk about, you know, the good things that are happening, and of course safe travels home for everybody and everything else through the day, through the night. And then they'll have a vet song, and then after the vet song they'll go into change up songs, keep the power going, and they're going to rounds of inner travels. And then if any specials are happening, you know, then those will come on in. After that, everybody will go home.